With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte's proposed budget asks the legislature to pass a series of tax cuts. James Bradley with the University of Montana's Legislative News Service reports.
One of those proposed cuts is in Senate Bill 184, which would eliminate capital gains tax for new businesses after 5 years. Supporters said the bill would help bring new businesses to the state. Former Republican lawmaker Scott Sales spoke on behalf of the governor's office.
If you want more economic expansion and development in the state, you need to lower the tax because you get less of what you tax more and you get more of what you tax less.
Sales was one of six proponents at the bill's hearing Wednesday. Derek Ivester owns Mountain Fresh Ice, a Bozeman-based Italian ice manufacturer that sells in three states. He said the bills would only help large corporations, not people like him.
I am the small manufacturing business politicians love to talk about and put in commercials, but these bills don't help me.
Three other opponents raised concerns about widening income inequality.
A 6-year-old Texas man died in a skiing accident in southwest Montana last week. The Gallatin County Sheriff's Office says Kirby Smith of Dallas died of blunt force injuries to his head at Big Sky Resort southwest of Bozeman on March 5th. He was wearing a helmet, and the Big Sky Ski Patrol is investigating the cause of the accident. A commercial real estate firm in Missoula has released a new analysis saying population, income, and rent prices all rose in the county in 2020. Analysts say that it will take time for the housing market to catch up. NTPR's Megan Myskowski has more.
Sterling CRE, a commercial real estate firm in Missoula, says the average price to buy an apartment unit in a multifamily building went up 54% last year to $136,000. The average rent also shot up 5.5% to $931 a month.
What happened in Missoula is exactly opposite of what happened in most major metros. Typically, especially in the more urban, dense environments, vacancy rates went up and lease rates went down.
Matt Malott is an advisor for the firm and says the difference in Missoula County is that there are a lot of people in the market for a home and not enough to go around. Population growth also continued to grow, despite the pandemic and job losses. The population grew at a slightly lower rate than the year before. More than 123,000 people now live in Missoula County. Malott says the housing industry is picking up the signals that it's time to ramp up construction, but planning and building new units will take time. He says one of the biggest hurdles is the high cost of lumber, which has been an issue throughout the pandemic. The median household income also rose 5.5% to $56,765 in 2020. Malott says that in a pandemic and a recession,
it's a little counterintuitive on the whole.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Megan Myskowski.
The Montana House of Representatives advanced a bill today that outlines how patients could pay for medical care directly without health insurance. MTPR's Shaylee Rieger reports the proposal is getting closer to Governor Greg Gianforte's desk.
Senate Bill 101 would formalize the practice of a patient paying a monthly fee in exchange for agreed-upon services from a healthcare provider, which is called direct patient care, or DPC. The House endorsed the bill nearly on party lines, with Republicans voting in favor and Democrats voting against. Republican Representative Mark Noland carried the bill in the House.
The DPC is like paying for health care, like a Netflix subscription, a direct monthly rate, with no co-pays, co-insurance, or hidden fees.
Former Republican State Auditor Matt Rosendale signed a memo in 2017 allowing for direct patient care in the state. He touted it during his campaign for Congress as creating more health care options for Montanans. Lawmakers passed similar bills in 2015 and 2017, but former Democratic Governor Steve Bullock vetoed those policies, saying they would allow providers to charge unnecessary fees for services already covered by insurance. This session, Democratic House Minority Leader Kim Abbott opposed the policy, saying the practice would go unregulated.
It's outside of the insurance commissioner's regulatory duties, and it's outside of the Board of Medical Examiners. And so what that creates is a pretty big consumer protection issue from my view.
The House amended the bill, so the Senate will have to approve those changes before it can go to Gianforte for consideration. I'm Shaylee Rieger, Montana Public Radio News.
Blackfeet tribal leaders announced today that the Blackfeet Indian Reservation will move into Phase 3 of its reopening plan exactly a year after they declared an emergency due to the COVID-19 pandemic. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports the tribe is calling the phase, quote, new normal.
The Blackfeet tribe will move to the new normal phase on March 15th. Tribal spokesperson James McNeely says conditions on the reservation have dramatically improved from the peak of COVID cases last fall.
On March 15th of 2020, the Blackfeet tribe declared an emergency due to the coronavirus pandemic at that time, which we are still under. That has never expired, the emergency pandemic declaration.
In a press release, the Blackfeet Nation said moving to this next phase comes with risk and the community can move backward in its phased plan if needed. McNeely says details on what changes Phase 3 will bring on the reservation are coming soon, and the policy will govern how businesses will operate this upcoming tourism season. McNeely says the details will not include a decision on whether to reopen the east gates to Glacier National Park. According to Blackfeet Incident Command, active cases on the reservation are in the single digits, and the Blackfeet Nation press release says 80% of the adult population on the Blackfeet Reservation has received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
This is MTPR.